extra breakfast.
I don't know, what do you want? Poached egg?
No, that'll do.
Or veg and bacon?
No, poached egg.
And tomato. Now drink that, because I don't think we should be able to go out today with the frost and the fog. Now you've got that on your chest. Now I've got
it
to go
just there when I cough.
Well, finish this off.
No, no more.
Finish that. No. Finish that off.
You're like a mother to me, you are.
I need to be. Well, it'll have to be our voices again on this, because things being what they are, we can't go out to Cass today with you all cold and my bad throat and the fog and frost, so we'll have to just be content with our voices.
Mm. When's she coming in tomorrow?
Friday.
Oh, might be a change tomorrow.
Well, it's all the same news, is, isn't it? Haven't you heard it before?
Like
I heard
about
it upstairs.
The Gulf Atom thing, Shelby, he's got these long, powerful guns. That must have been correct, that, you know, that gun we... Germany's pushing her nose in somewhere.
How do you feel now? A bit chested.
A bit raw just there when I cough.
Well, I've got some Vic. Shall we put some of that on?
I'll try my cod liver first.
You haven't got any cod liver.
Well.
Only about one dose.
Mm.
Well, that poor my bonus should. Do it, you see, you have to have that before meals.
Too late then, isn't it?
You've had some poor my bone there. That
oh,
what I gave you with
it,
that. What did you think it was?
Water.
I shouldn't just give you water.
Yeah.
And looks at that water. Why should you just bring a glass of water in? No, you have to
Good
take
question.
It. You have to take that before meals, three times a day. What I had last year, and you didn't use the bottle. Well, that was a second one.
Good morning.
It's not so foggy here, but it is over the shops, isn't it? Over
the
scrap
cloth. Probably is in the,
in
just
the
outside. The heat from the town lamps and things.
Well, I know it says for the Midlands, freezing fog, so we're not going out in it. Dark and
pitch black.
You can have a steamed meat pudding today. Because you have to leave that on all
night.
Or you will have to get that later.
When he came home, he was messing about on the pavement for quite a while. I thought somebody was trying to get in. You know, I stood and watched for a minute or two.
Well, his dustbin wasn't there, because the little lad took it in yesterday.
Mm.
Perhaps he was just admiring his new car.
Oh, possibly.
Unless he was looking around to see if he'd been bumped in the night.
Mm. He's not put it on the drive this time.
Yeah. Perhaps he's going to take his wife to work.
Mm.
Perhaps he's going to all the kids to school first. Perhaps can't seem to do it in the dark.
Mm.
Doesn't seem very good driver, does he? Now, are you going to do any painting this morning?
It's up to you. What do you want
no,
to do?
No, all I want you to do, if you're up to it, is get my cooker hood thing off so I can clean it. It's not been cleaned since before Christmas.
What, the whole thing or just the top?
Just the, so we can put the new filter in. Only the fret wants cleaning. I can do that. If you'll get up and undo it for me.
I think get up and go is the thing.
Go where? I had an awful night again. Didn't get to sleep till about 1 or 2. I'm not going to go to bed early again.
Wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't want to get up this morning.
I don't know, you're up at 6. Just have so. Does that shoulder still hurt?
No, I'll just rub it down then to keep it moving. So we know this salt for a week or two, isn't it? Till I see Rose. Bound to put salt down, didn't they?
Get obsessed with that.
But you can't run down the stairs quick enough when the signal comes. Salt is away. Seem to love throwing it out, don't they? That what made me smile when they found out that the salt were going through these motorway bridges and tacking the steelwork in the concrete. You thought sort of powers that be would have known that, wouldn't you? Damage it must do though, all over the country.
Want some marmalade?
No, not.
I've got some more toast in the kitchen. I'll fetch it in. I was going to say, it was a bit like, you don't want to get too hot.
All the girls told me that.
Be cheater.
Well, no chambers. We used to go Arleman and that, and both at Rushden. It has been dead now 2 or 3 years, hasn't it?
What do you want for a sweet?
Nothing particular.
We've got mince pies. Oh, bananas and custards. Those bananas are going a bit. Well, I like them.
Well, I would go if I think it's going to be hard.
No, you're having marmalade. I'm going to fetch it now.
It's sticky.
Not sticky. Only if you get it going over you. Shows how cold it must have been in the night. The butter won't spread. And it usually keeps quite soft on that kitchen table near the boiler. Do all them sit up. I think this time of the year the mornings seem to get darker.
Well, I want some sort of phraseology that as the nights get lighter, the mornings get dark. Or is it the reverse?
No, I don't think so. Well, I think if I feel like it after I've done the cookahood, I might do a bit of baking. Got to make the pudding.
Cake.
No, I think I'll make some little. I've got some oatmeal and you don't like the porridge from it, so I'll make some little
cakes. Oatmeal cakes.
Oatmeal and treacle crunches. You like those, don't you?
Mm. Did you like it yourself?
I didn't have to put any porridge. When I
greasy.
No, well, that was the milk.
I know.
It was the cream off the milk. We used to like it. Well, sort of. Some people make it with water. That's why I made it all milk. Are you going to try it again? With water? And just a drop of milk on
the
top?
Way.
Well, that's the whole sort of oatmeal porridge. Well, I use it to make some oatmeal crunches.
It's the bears, don't it?
You have given it to the birds in the past when you've had nothing else.
Tried it, but
then. Don't they eat it?
Well, it's a small for one thing, but pick up.
But you can't give the birds much bread today because I haven't got a white loaf. And you're going to give them this expensive wholemeal bread.
Doesn't milk it come slow?
Yes, but it's not his day to bring bread. I'm not paying that price. He charges about twice as much. It's 79p.
He has to bring it twice as much.
In the shops it's about 45.
I'll go across the car. Fetch your paper and eleven.
No, you're not going. Look, I thought you said you'd got it on your chest.
Well, I put my coat on.
Look, well, you didn't put your coat on the other day when you went for the paper, and that's where you've got this cold from.
I was out there and I suddenly thought I'd go.
Yes, and look what you've done for yourself now.
Well, after we've been in the garden, going up the garden.
Well, you wouldn't be in the garden, would you? Without a coat or a wind cheater on. Silly.
This looks like my galloping days are over, doesn't it?
Why? You've got to conserve your strength at your age.
Not throw it away.
Yes.
Yes. You've mushed your hair, haven't you?
Well, not done it yet this morning.
Comb it out.
I think I'll have to have some honey for my throat, honey and lemon. I think I've got a big white ulcer on the back.
Mm.
Looked in the mirror, it looked as though there was.
What, on you? There's mum?
Yes. No, on the back of my throat.
Oh, your throat. That's where he's shouting in the kitchen.
Ooh.
Well, how is your day then if you're not too good?
I've just got to do some cooking, a bit of cleaning.
I suppose there's a film then, is there?
I don't know, I've not looked at the programmes. There's Churchill tonight at 9:30. Must look at that.
Some didn't trust him, did they, apparently?
Well, anybody in a high position, they always has critics, so, and they have to be a bit ruthless at times, I suspect. Have you wound that clock up? It looks a bit slow to me compared with the others.
Two and a half. Yep, got quiet.
It's going, it wants winding up, I can tell.
Yes, it's nearly down.
Do you want another cup of tea?
No more.
You don't put enough tea and milk in my tea first thing in the morning. Is that right?
When the time you
No, I never say there's too much milk.
Three and a half.
I'm going to have another go.
Yeah, near enough.
Have you had any whiskey in your tea this
no,
morning?
No, I didn't know whether we were going out.
Well, you've just heard the forecast. If it's freezing fog, we're not going out.
What day do you say it is?
It's Wednesday today, all day. I thought you were going to get on with your painting.
Kind of.
See what's on this afternoon. I shan't look at anything this morning, unless there's a cookery programme on. They both did lemon.
You could show them how to go on.
They both, ITV and BBC, both did a lemon pudding yesterday, about the same. I might make one day. It's easy recipe, new one.
Western Adventure on Sky Movies, 10 o'clock till 12.
I'm not very interested in that. In any case, I wouldn't be able to look at her getting dinner.
Turned it to Oklahoma.
I thought you said Oklahoma was on yesterday. Are you looking at the right page?
Tuesday.
It's Wednesday today.
You said Tuesday.
I didn't. I said it was Wednesday. You always get in the wrong programme. Sky is right at the end of Wednesday's programmes in that one.
Feel right now.
No, it's a bit too.
Chef's programme, 10.
10 to 10. What is it on the chef's programme? I've never looked at it.
Hodgepodge of Devonshire, squirrel, pigeon.
Oh no, I don't want pigeon. Looks as though I shall have to clean the brushes this week.
Why?
Well, they're looking a bit dull.
You want me to put the mop on?
No, it's too cold for you to go in the garage. Get them to get pneumonia, do you?
Blood from the mummy's tomb?
No.
Laurel and Hardy?
No, I never cared for them. Put your glasses on instead of squinting.
Fools and horses, that's it. It's laid on horses, isn't it? Fools and horses.
No, it isn't.
But the horses are smart.
No, it's not my type. Penny's having to wait a long while for a birthday, isn't she? I thought Kath might have come round. Well, she knows I've got Penny's birthday present here, and as we haven't been able to get round...
She'll perhaps come round. I'll be a tidy up first thing, Kate.
No. It's unlikely. She won't want to come out in weather like this.
Because well, you know that film where ten little Indians, where they're
yes,
all...
Yes, Agatha Christie.
And each one gets killed.
Yeah, well, that's a spoof on it. It's not... Not the original Agatha Christie. But that's a bit dated, I think, now.
There's one I look forward by six.
What's that?
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Oh, you are horrible.
It's ready.
Who's in it?
Yeah, well, that's what it means. It's a nice way of putting it.
Oh, well. Well, we don't want that. I don't like bad language.
Rip-roaring British comedy, parodying in the adventure of Radio Here and Bulldog Drummond. That's why it's called Bullshit.
No, not for me.
The Dancing Pirate, musical set in a Mexican village, beset by pirates. 5-1.
Well, that's probably 5-1 in the morning.
Oh,
yeah,
no, 1:20 p.m. afternoon cinema. The Dancing Pirate, a musical set in a Mexican village.
Doesn't sound all that good,
Dick
does
Van
it?
Dyke. We have a look at him, don't we? What does he do?
Well, that's that. He was in Mary Poppins.
Oh, in what, he has a programme every week?
Yes, Bewitched. Bewitched is the programme he's normally in. Or was in, I don't know. And didn't they change the male lead? And now you can read that without glasses, I can't.
I thought it was...
It was in Mary Poppins
and... Falklands, again.
I think you said it was on Channel 4, that will be. In the morning, look at Channel 4 programme. And get your glasses. Because if you miss it Monday night, you said you could have it.
2:00 p.m, would that be in the morning?
No. Of course it wouldn't. PM is afternoon, you know that.
Yeah, but sometimes...
No, you're looking in the wrong... Look at the...
Arabian Nights.
No, I don't like Arabian Nights.
What made me think you said it's right at the top, where the morning is?
No, yes, well... That's only morning, that's morning after midnight.
Arabian Nights.
Well, you can. Well, I'm going in the kitchen.
Car's all done.
Yes, why?
Do you want the clock down, son?
I've just switched this on again.
Which?
The microphone. Are you going to have any cider vinegar and honey?
Yes, I'll have some.
Or are you going to have some honey and whiskey and lemon?
Which do you think?
Well, how's your chest? Does it still feel raw?
Not now. No, I've had something to eat and...
Well, what are you going to try some of this or wait for your whiskey and honey?
Wait for
your
whiskey and honey.
It's a murky day again. cocker hood was filthy. Must have been all the Christmas shopping. Cooking, I mean. Think I'll put a new filter on. I'll have a go anyway. After all that trauma of fixing it in, you better have some whiskey and honey, haven't you? Jackie says these cooker hoods are not... Well, they're all right. They're, I mean, you can tell, take the grease out of the kitchen, but they're a bit of a bind, aren't they? All the cleaning and... I mean, I don't see why the people who make them don't sell the living proper filters themselves instead of don't have.
Well, it changes, and then we used it, and they say, we're going to supply.
I mean, where you buy the thing from, you think they sell them the spares as you want them about every 4 months.
Yeah. Well, their only concern is selling the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's not right, is it? In fact, I wrote to them last year, and they said, give me a Birmingham address, I might get one.
Good when you spend £100 for something, isn't it?
Mm. Would you use that?
Well, sure, I've got to finalise it, see.
Is it complete now?
Oh yeah, it's just a matter of finding out what does what and...
Right, I'll get you coffee. No, I'll get you honey and whiskey.
That's
I'm waiting for the hot water.
Looking for a nut. For this, to hold it in position. Found one, and while I'm looking, I found this, and that's just the job.
Mm.
Let's screw it down.
Brains, brains. Bye. I made 11:30. Flapjacks will be done. Don't forget. I've hurt my leg now. After all that trauma, I think you deserve this, do you?
Yeah, I'll give you a
think so. Just about. Now put those slippers on, Martha. If you've got a cold coming. Here, I'll now drink it while it's hot. It's a good lad. Put the pudding on now, so it'll have to steam for about 2 hours, or at least 2.5. So it'll give you a bit of time to do your painting now, won't it?
It needs to look professional, doesn't it?
Oh, you haven't rubbed it. I thought you'd rubbed it out, wouldn't you?
No, well, I've drawn that. Now I'm going to check it with a punter.
Oh.
If it doubles up,
it's right.
Carry on.
Size. That make it easier?
Well, I have to make it right, I don't know about easier. It'll be right, won't it?
I don't know.
Mind you, with cottage, I painted big cottages on the stage and I only looked at it on my bike as I went through a song. I mean, anybody could draw a house, isn't it? And put some straw
on the
top.
First thing kids draw then?
Yeah.
Window.
We're man looking
at. I can remember the first drawing. You used to draw a house, didn't
you? You know what I did it for in the nursery?
No.
2 inch long with a yellow crayon, 5/8 thick, and a zeppelin. And there were some cottages and the zeppelin were coming over some blue and they said, I said, what's the blue? I says, the sea. I says, well, you'd be on land. I says, well, they have to cross the sea. You know, don't lie. At that age, I knew they had to come across the sea.
You don't want anything to eat with it, do you?
See, even then they were interested in me drawing. But the kids weren't drawing. I was just, you know, playing with the crayon.
Arthur?
What?
What was I going to say?
Forget you can now. Put that on, mate.
Yes, I know, I was just going to say.
Have you put it on?
Yes. Oh. Do you want anything to eat with that drink?
No, nothing particular. What would you like to do today?
Well, I'm still cooking, aren't I?
Yeah.
I can see why Joan's...
Getting mixed up.
No, I can see why she doesn't like to cook all that much. It's a dirty job, really.
Messy,
well, it makes your kitchen messy, doesn't it?
Well, not only that, you've got to fetch the potatoes, peel them, and cut them in pieces.
These flapjacks I'm making. And she likes everything just spick and span. All in the right place. Stop rubbing that out. Now, wear your glasses.
Grinding the pencil.
Well, that's a silly thing. You should, if you're grinding, you should wear your sun specs.
Suppose.
Even old ones keep the dust out of your eyes. My throat still feels raw. How's your chest?
I have a whiskey then.
No, I don't.
You don't want a cough in bed.
Mm,
I mean,
your chest.
Since I got up, it don't do it.
Oh.
That's guitar, is it, Flynn, look?
I've got guitar. In fact, I had to get up in the night and put some in.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
No, you were fast asleep in about
two. Why
I thought I was waking him when I was tossing about.
You used to wake me in the middle of the night when we were first married.
I don't know. I'm sure I didn't. You used to be dead to the world. But we were working.
I wish we could start again, don't you?
No.
Not really?
No.
All this digging and that. Stage shows. And
Joe Plant tried
times to get me over on, you know, Mrs. Yes. Adfield used to go to a drama, didn't she?
Don't forget, remind me at 11:30, those flapjacks.
Yeah. Gotta screw that, I just thought. Is it still performing?
Yes.
I don't want to knock it over.
Well, where's your picture?
I don't want that yet. I've got to set it up.
Oh, I see. Is that the paper we bought from that
shop?
Yeah. Thanks for forgetting to get that card yesterday.
I've got the other side. I thought about it in a chat. I thought next job.
Well, if you'd have put it at the top of the basket, I would have seen it and remembered. I mean, when we went to get the meat, we were near the shop. We'd only just got to go down
to the
Cart's Lane.
Got it on the wrong one, surely.
Well, I'll leave you to fathom that out. I know you don't like me in the room when you're fathering things out. You see it?
You see, you're sneezing again.
Been in that cold garage, I told you. Did you have the fire on?
The old Bill's old fire.
Now put those slippers on. That if you get feet cold, that gives you. Put those slippers on. Just brought us a free sample of that freeze dried instant tea.
Can you do it?
Well. Oh, we're supposed to have 4 cups. I'll use it one day, not tell you, and see if you can tell the difference, shall I? Those bits of absolvely seem to be holding it in better place than the springs we couldn't find, don't they?
What,
now I used to sort of bellow out.
Bellow out, yeah. Well, the pan would blow the light springs up eventually. When I make some through, back scores, I put 6-inch pieces in instead of those little.
Oh, it's alright. I thought this was a nice bottle, but it's a foil bag. Look, that's it. I'm saying, you know what they've done? Left the gate wide open again.
Oh, they do.
I'll have to go out and shut it.
They wonder why you don't want to buy. And they must see the flowers there, mustn't they?
Yes. Another cleaning offer. Half price. Should we have these carpets cleaned?
About a fortnight they'll be back where they was, won't they? Mm-hmm. You rubbing round. In any case, we don't, under all the furniture, we don't tread.
another offer. Hand cream. Neutrogen. Neutrogena. Don't give your butchers a sample. Or highly concentrated. Norwegian formula. Applications.
Yes, lucky on the way then, sir.
I don't know how you can see with that curtain pulled like that. Well, shall I pull it back?
Aye.
What's the matter? Look, I've just trod on two grapes there. That's why I say we want the carpets cleaning.
You know, what you have used to.
I see you've been spitting your grape pits on the carpet by the picked up in the cleaner.
It probably fell out my hand.
Oh yes, that's a good excuse. Is it all right?
What?
Your pantograph, is it working?
Well, it's... Well,
or have you finished it off yet?
No, I'm finishing off the bits that are left.
And then like everything else. Told me you'd finished it.
Well, I'm making adjustments. What I meant was I finished it, but I didn't bother to try it because it didn't work. Now I find out why it don't work. I had to change the rod, so I got the rod in the wrong place. So I had to go and put a thread on and put it in another place.
Use your glasses. Do you want another drink?
Oh yeah, keep coming.
No, you're not having too much.
Why?
Well, I don't know whether that man over there is cleaning the windows or whether he's having to look at the double glazing again.
Probably both.
Well, it was there yesterday. I reckon he must have a complaint on the double glazing. Cleaning windows 2 days, wouldn't it?
I thought so. It's near enough for a try. No.
Do you want a hot or with dry ginger?
Dry ginger, yeah.
You can have it hot.
I need dry ginger.
No, I'll give you dry ginger this time. Flapjacks don't appear to be cooked, and yet they've been in the time they should have. I don't know what's happened. There you are, there's your drink. Don't knock it over. Put it that side.
I'm going to put your steel wool in the sink there,
So where is your room?
No, I'll fetch it, it's all mucked up now. Gotta clean the shed next thing.
Thought you always kept it in here.
Enough, I think, for now.
Says leave it for 10 minutes till I expect it to harden.